Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, plenty of bad art and weirdo ideas, lots of cheap thrills on a dead-end street, and a healthy dose of bored teenagers.
Wait, Jim, I thought we were talking about beach slang.
All right, man. Well, thanks for having me over again.
Absolutely. Happy Monday.
I got a downshift to water tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
Too many late nights for me.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little under the weather myself. It's kind of the chilled out, mellow, rocking the suburbs.
Mellow. All right, so we've been doing Listener Appreciation Week all week.
Yeah, Listener Appreciation Week.
And we're going to wrap it up with a Facebook comment that we got from Scott Bird.
Okay.
And
how does he spell that? B-I-R-D or
B-Y-R-D? Okay. And thank you, Scott, for contacting Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
Facebook's a great way to get in touch with us.
That is. And here's what Scott says. He says, with Jim's fondness for cassettes and love of beach slang, just a reminder that beach slang second, Here I Made This For You mixtape volume is available for pre-order now.
Oh, fantastic.
When he wrote it, that was the case.
Yep.
It's now out. But anyway, I continue. I'm a huge beach slang fan, and the first mixtape, All Covers, is some of my favorite tracks they've done, including Rides Like a Daydream and Dramarama's Anything Anything. Great stuff, and being covers makes them perfect for the tape. So, thank you, Scott, for the comment.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to, I know that we have talked about cassettes before, so
we have
about the that I like cassettes, and I don't remember when we talked about beach slang. Maybe I mentioned beach slang in the best of the year.
I think
maybe
you might have.
Did I?
Yes. Okay. I believe so.
I've already forgotten. but I do like the band, and it's a recent discovery of mine. I mean, they haven't been around that long.
So for those listeners who aren't watching on VH1 Classic, or the closed circuit TV feed that I have here in my house.
The nanny cam?
You can hack into that, yeah. if you're halfway decent, you can figure out the password. But so in front of us here, you have three beach slang cassettes.
I do.
So I want to know what motivated you enough to buy three separate cassettes.
So here's what, So I'm going to set this one aside for the moment. We'll talk about this later, the covers one
the first volume
Scott mentioned. Let's go to the actual original beach slang recordings, which I have two cassettes here. I have one, which is an album called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us.
That's right.
Which came out a couple of years ago.
I'm not afraid of a long title.
Yep. And then last year's album, A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings. Beach Slang is a band out of Philadelphia.
Yep.
They have only been around for about 3-4 years, I want to say.
Something like that, yeah.
The leader of the band is a guy named James Alex. And despite the fact that the band has only been around a short time, he has been playing music for a long time. He's an old guy like us.
Yeah.
He has been playing.
He's a veteran.
In a band. For a long time, he played in a band called Weston. Are you familiar with them?
I'm not really. Yes, vaguely familiar with them.
But apparently they got started in 92.
Yeah.
So that's how long he's been.
Yeah. They were kind of in first wave indie rock. Kind of a band, I and might have a 7-inch around here somewhere.
And you know, they have a very punk sound. I would say a very kind of Replacements influenced sound.
Totally.
You'll hear this. James has a real kind of gravelly voice, which I think is I find interesting to listen to.
Totally.
And then the band itself, the it's guitar, bass, drums, but it has kind of a wall of sound.
Yeah.
Sort of, arrangement. I mean, it's really this big, like I said, loud bash, right? Right.
Totally accurate. And so what was it that appealed to you about the band?
Yeah, so getting back to the cassette. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I was trying to think of how I discovered them, and I don't really remember. Obviously, it was pretty recently, but when I found out that they had, I think I listened to some of their stuff on Spotify and then really liked them. And then when I found out that they had cassettes, to me, that's just a great way to support the band because it's, relatively inexpensive. I think they charge like $8 a cassette or something like that. And you could just order it. They're on polyvinyl too, which is a label that I'm I kind of follow. I like some of the other bands on Polyvinyl. That's a White Reaper's label.
Yeah.
I think Of Montreal is on there. And
there's always had good acts.
There's another bigger band on Polyvinyl. So then I saw they had the cassette. So I just ordered the two cassettes and then also got this cover one at the same time, too. I think I got all three of them at the same time.
Perfect.
And then the new cover cassette is out. Just came out and I've just ordered that, but I don't have it in my possession.
Fantastic. Yet. Yes. So the collection is going to be complete.
Yes. And they're the kind of band that sounds, to me, fit the cassette thing. They feel like a DIY kind of band, like almost like, you know, they just are like pressing these cassettes, like self-funding them, pressing them, selling them at shows. That's kind of what it feels like when you listen to a band like this.
Exactly. Well, speaking of that, why don't we hear some of their music? And how about, since we're talking about cassettes and tapes, how about if we play the song off of A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings called Future Mixtape for the Art Kids?
Oh,
it's actually
perfect.
The lead-off track.
Okay.
Play it loud, play it fast. Claim it's something that will always last.
Okay, yeah, so that kicks off Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings, last year's album.
Raw, driving guitars, you know, the bass is right in there. It's not, there's not a lot done to it, right? It's just kind of plugged in and turned up loud. And I will say this, that song and a couple of other tracks off this record and Spotted Moments in the first one and just across their whole catalog, his voice reminds me of Richard Butler of the Psychedelic First, right?
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
The way it just kind of floats on top of these kind of clanging guitars, and it's just kind of, you know, like flotsam on top of this kind of really raw, raucous thing. I like that.
I'll tell you something else about their sound. It passed the Katy test at our house, which was this. There's so many times when I'm playing bands that I've discovered, new music, stuff like that around the house. Sometimes, you know, I'm like making it like to say to my wife, like, you got to listen to this, like sit and listen to this. And then she may or may not pay attention. And then sometimes I'm just playing stuff and I'm going to guess more often than not, she's not really paying attention. But this one, Beach Slang, I think I was playing one of these cassettes at home and she was like, who is this?
Oh, really?
So she definitely took a liking to the sound. And you know, I think it harkens back to a sound that we kind of grew up with, you know, it has that punk / 80s alternative, early 90s alternative, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. So let me play something off the same album. The next track, which I think, really reminds me of kind of early punk in that way that it's like, in that way that it has this like sort of kicker to the song that really grabs me. Okay, so that song is Atom Bomb.
Yep.
It's only 1:59. Just got under the 2-minute mark.
Right.
I mean,
almost heard the whole thing.
It's structured like a classic punk song, just that, you know, those sort of like two chords.
Yeah.
Right? But you have to think that as a songwriter when you or an arranger maybe, that you like write this song and then you present it to the band and you start playing or whatever and you go like, hey, I got an idea. Let's all drop out when we say that when I sing the tick, tick, tickin'. And that's what makes the song, right? You know, it totally works.
Absolutely. They take advantage of the spaces in the music really, really well. And I give Alex, James Alex, credit for that, certainly. And it's interesting to me, too, that, you know, there's been sort of a rotating cast of members of this band around him, but it's obviously his vision and his kind of songwriting that carries through. And, you know, I think that when you sort of hit, and I'm stumbling around here, but what I'm really trying to say is when you hit a sort of a later period creative peak, you mm-hmm. kind of feel like this guy's on a roll, right? You know, from the early EPs through these last two, and they just seem to keep getting better to me. Like, I think this one is probably the most accomplished, and like you said, takes advantage of the space, takes advantage of the simple rudimentary elements that he's playing on melody, loud guitars. It's been done for years and years, but wow, he's got a great approach to it.
Yeah, and there's other songs like that. You and I were listening to another one earlier called The Perfect High, which yep. has this great, you know, sort of just this little guitar riff, this little kind of bendy guitar riff, but yet everybody else sort of drops out every time that comes in.
That's right.
And so he's figured out this way to just add that little touch that just makes it more interesting, uh-huh. right? You that's what you want as a listener, is that it doesn't just follow the path that your ears expect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's cool. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a little break here, hear a little message, and then let's talk about the mixtapes that Beach Slang does, the cover stuff, because I think that's really fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Jim, I don't know about you, but I'm a relentless reviewer. I review everything.
Well, I know you used to review like records and shows and things like that, right?
Now I review like chicken and toasters and like fungus cream and everything. I just review it all the time. And I think that people should, you know, review our podcast.
They should.
Why not?
Give it a better review than the fungus cream, hopefully.
This is good fungus cream.
Well, I mean, if you need it, then you would give it a good review, exactly. I suppose. Yeah.
It's your time of need.
But hopefully you value our podcast in sort of a different way.
You'll need it in a different way, probably more regularly than fungus cream, let's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. May need to consult people beyond our, you know, depth of knowledge.
That's right. But, you know, I gave 5 stars to the fungus cream. I think 5 stars for Rock in the Suburbs.
I think that's very good advice, Dr. Patrick. What people can do is they can go on to iTunes.
Yes.
Find the show, search Rock in the Suburbs, uh-huh. or hopefully you've already subscribed, so it just comes right up.
Yep.
And then you can just click the 5-star button. And if it'd be really cool, too, if while you're there, you actually write like a little review of how much you like the show.
That'd be great.
Both of those things really help us. It elevates it in the iTunes platform. More people then discover the show. We build audience.
Immensely helpful.
And building audience will help keep the show going. So please, do that. It's totally free. It's just a nice thing to do for us.
And if you want to mention fungus cream, go ahead.
All right. Let's never say fungus cream again.
Good idea.
Okay, now we are back.
Yep.
And Patrick, I want to show you this because looking around your basement, you know something about the art of a mixtape,
sure,
right?
Sure, I've made a few.
You've done that before, yeah. right? And what you do is you obviously record your favorite songs from albums, what have you, onto a tape, and then mm-hmm. you write
yes,
on the little
you do
J card, right?
Right.
And sometimes you cross things off and sometimes, you know, you can't necessarily read the writing very well and everything.
This is so well done that I mean, I could not tell that this is not, they didn't handwrite these for every single person.
So what
maybe they did.
What Beach Slang did in making it's actually a covers, I guess you'd call it an EP. It's only like 5 songs,
yeah.
the first volume. It's all covers of other bands recorded by Beach Slang, but then the label itself on the cassette is if somebody hand wrote out the titles of the songs, like they made a mixtape, right?
Yeah, and for a couple of them, there's some crossouts, and you know.
Yep, and it's even called Here I Made This For You.
That's right.
Yeah. Which is the kind of thing you would call a mixtape, right?
Right, exactly. Yes. And, you know, I find it interesting that we didn't talk about the Plimsolls cover on here, like a million miles away.
Well,
like,
yeah, so
fascinating to me.
So let's talk about this. Is volume one? Uh-huh. Is that the thing that catches your eye?
It does.
The Plimsolls
on that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought about you while the radio played.
You know, I will say this. I know you are a fan of, you know, bands that do covers, especially certainly live. You like it when they play them live more.
Yeah.
You know, more so.
It's key.
You know, I think in these two tapes, you know, it obviously gives you a sense of James, Alex, and his influences. It's right there.
That's
now.
Right. Yeah.
I think the covers themselves are pretty faithful.
They are. You know, they're very faithful.
Not trying to change them up or anything like that. It's basically saying, these are the songs I like, and I'm just going to play them. Right?
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
Yeah, great song. Peter Case and the Plimsolls, yes. Right? To me, I don't know if, you know, all of our listeners are as old as we are, but, you know, that's from the movie Valley Girl.
It is.
Like, that's what I remember the Plimsolls kind of played live there, right?
It is, but they have a lot of really good songs.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That was a
excellent
great
band.
You know, power pop kind of band, right?
That first Plimsolls album is quite incredible. And, you know, kind of to what you were talking about, I think that when you listen to this cover, it could be a beach slang song. Like, if you didn't know A Million Miles Away, you could be like, wow, that sounds fits right in. And I want to ask you, Jim, because on the new one, here, I made this for you, volume two, there's a song called Wembley. I'd never heard this song before.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you is, when it comes to bands doing covers, do you like it when they do a song you're already familiar with, or do you like it when they do a song you don't know?
Both.
Okay.
Because I love covers, but probably if asked to choose between, I'd probably go with the second one. Like, I like it when there's a gem that's uncovered that maybe I didn't even know about, and I can go back and find the original and be like, wow, that is a great song.
So it's a way for you to discover a song that you didn't know before.
Right. And that's, you know, that's kind of the thing I've always thought about covers. There's twofold. It's number one, to show who my influences are, but every now and then to turn you on to something that you missed, or like, this is an incredible gem that influenced us.
So on volume two, you mentioned the song Wembley. Mm-hmm. When I saw, that was a song I am familiar with.
You knew that song.
It's by the Candy Skins, which was a British band.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s. And when I saw that that was on here, immediately that makes me like beach slang even more, because I'm like, how does he know this obscure song?
Right.
And so much so that he's going to put it on this tape, right?
Yeah, actually cover it.
Here's a song from me to you. I hope you understand me. I can't forget that day we met. I got you all so
Okay, so I wanted to make sure we got that guitar solo in, because it's note for note.
Is it really?
Exact. From the original
That's
version.
That's fantastic.
Yes. So like I said, very faithful stuff here.
So how did you come across that song, Wembley, though?
Because first of all, I will encourage our listeners, we're not going to do it here. This is your homework.
Okay.
Go find the Candy Skins version of Wembley.
Wembley. Listen to that.
It is awesome.
Cool song.
So this is the other funny thing.
Great story.
I found that song by in the early 90s.
Drinking
I'm looking at the
vodka
thing here.
Apparently.
Yeah. In 1992 and 1993, and I still have these CDs. I hold them up for you to see here, Patrick.
Yes, you do.
I got these two CDs through some kind of mail order advertising thing. It was obviously in some music magazine that I read, and there was an ad for Stoli Vodka, and they had put out these like compilation CDs of bands that they, I don't know, somehow got the rights to just make a compilation CD.
Yeah.
But, and you could order it by mail. I don't know. I think you just had to send in pay for the shipping and handling or something like that.
A couple bucks.
And you get it. And they're called Stoller Tracks. And on volume two was the Candy Skins, nice. Wembley was one of the songs on there.
And that's where you learned the song.
That's where I learned the song. It's awesome. It's just a great song. But what's funny about it too is on that same Stoller track CD is also another song I really like called Pickin' Flowers For by Best Kissers in the World.
Okay.
And that cover is on the Beach Slang.
How bizarre is that?
Mixtape Volume 1. So I'm like, you know, so I'm thinking here, did James have this same CD that I had? Is he just like going through the track list here and covering these songs?
Is he actually on the staff that compiled that big Maybe, CD or that's something, it. Right? And there was a couple other ones that we thought were really funny that we had heard of, and that's really interesting. And, you know, and listening to you tell that story, I always felt an affinity of like, wow, you know, I found this really weird little compilation for like a buck or something.
Right.
But you always want to be faithful and listen to the whole thing. You're like, I get this great bargain. I'm going to find something great on this CD. I just have a really good feeling about it, you know?
These Stoller Tracks one have, you know, this will date it. This will put you in the right frame of mind for what's on here. Dinosaur Jr.
Uh-huh.
Belly.
Belly.
Sloan, Meat Beat Manifesto.
There you go.
School of Fish, 11th Dream Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Pooh Sticks. That Pooh was one Sticks. That you liked.
Yeah, that's a band that I liked. An English band.
Volume 1 had XTC and Arrested Development.
Oh, there you
now
go.
Now you know when it was.
Right in the, right in the wheelhouse. Tennessee.
Peter Murphy, Jesus and Mary Chain, Screaming Trees, Matthew Sweet. Yeah.
Lovely.
Early 90s gems on here. So
two volumes in front of us right now.
Yes. Okay, those aren't covers. Those are the original songs by the original artists.
Right, but how unusual that there were two that Beach Slang covered on that.
On that, right. Okay, we've gone on way too long here, but this was fun.
Yeah,
all right.
A lot of fun.
So we started this because Scott, it was Scott.
Yeah, Scott Bird.
Scott Bird, who suggested.
Yeah, and I hope that this kicks off a Beach Slang thing for other listeners, too, who haven't tried them out, because I think it's right up a lot of our fans' alley.
They're touring now, and I think they're going to play a lot of festivals in the summer.
Oh, great.
So you should be able to find them at a show near you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this show is called Rock in the Suburbs, and you can find it. You don't have to really go anywhere. You can find it on iTunes and Audio Boom and Stitcher. And you can find us at our website, which is suburbspod.com. And you can email us there, rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us at suburbspod on Twitter and Facebook.
And you should find us on your phone every day because you subscribe to the show, right? It just shows up every morning.
That's what I do.
Yeah, man.
People say they like that it's 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And the new shows post at 5 a.m. So no matter
I don't know how that happens,
how early you have to go to work. Hopefully you live on more like a rock and roll time.
Yeah.
You don't have to go that
early.
So you're
just kind of getting to bed. You can listen to that on your way to sleep.
But, you know, if you do, you got to get up early and get the kids off to school. You can listen to the show then.
Right.
All right. Okay. So I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is it for the Listener Appreciation Week, but we still appreciate our listeners and we'll do another week coming up soon.
First of many.
Yes.
Thank you all.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you all later.
Let's get lost.
I am here. I'm not going to sing.